Story 34, The Role of the House in a Gentrifying Neighborhood.
In this particular neighborhood, it's a bit tricky because we've gone from being, for lack of a better word, kind of a sketchy neighborhood. So we went through a period where this was a very much a working class neighborhood, family neighborhood, and then it became a neighborhood that had, you know, real inner city challenges. And when I was leaving, we were just seeing the height of the Vietnamese boat people coming in. And so there were some real social issues around immigration in Mount Pleasant, because at that point it was predominantly young men. So for every 8 male Vietnamese immigrants, there was 1 female. And it was really challenging for those men because they didn't have, you know, there wasn't going to be a social connection for them with women. It was a bunch of guys hanging out together. So we saw that, you know, there was an evolution of young people that were, you know, and at the same time, there was Vancouver's always had access to drugs because we're a port city, but that became seen as a way to make money for some of them anyway, through drug importation. And that became a problem in the neighborhood for what seemed like a long time. For a while, there was a very active street prostitution scene. So there was a lot of drug dealing and there was a lot of prostitution. Now we have a neighborhood that's been highly gentrified. You know, the people that are now moving in to the block that I live on, from being, you know, people who, you know, might have been, the example would be next door. When we moved in here, the family that was living there had a grandfather living at the top of the street. They were a working class family. They had 3 kids, had lived there for, I think when Diane finally passed away, they lived there for 60 years. The house was sold, it was torn down, it's made into front and back strata duplex. Each side is now worth $1 million. It's a different strata of people that are living and moving into the neighborhood. So it become, now we have a very professional class of people that have moved in. So trying to figure out how to ensure that they don't feel socially isolated and that there's something at the neighborhood house for them, and that they can connect to the many seniors that are living in this neighborhood. We definitely don't see as many families living in basement suites. That has really changed in the last 10 years. So, but I think that trying to find ways to recognize that, you know, that the neighborhood has changed, that there's a young demographic of millennials that are, you know, probably struggling to find their way, and then there's this other group of people that have found their way in employment so that they can afford to buy. So there's these different groups of people that are taking up space, and so how the neighborhood house can, you know, appeal to, you know, all these, you know, people experiencing, you know, a changed economy in the way that it is, I think that will be interesting. I think that will be something to look at, and I'm not sure how Jocelyn's going to manage it, but I'm sure she'll magic something. So there's gentrification, like just squeezing. It'll be just really interesting to see who can actually stay and how they stay in place.